Yeah, sorry, the line got disconnected. Can you hear me, ma'am?
Okay.
Yeah. So can you put me on speaker once again?
Okay. I'm on speaker.
Now open up that app which says AnyDex. Can you just go to your home screen and there will be an app which says AnyDex.
Okay, I have something to ask.
Tell me.
Is this not possible that you can do this maybe tomorrow if I just cross-check what exactly I'm doing?
Right now the charge has been authorized. Right now it will be charged by the end of the day. And we have just located that there are another charges are being trying to make for $399 and $499. There is a single charge of $299 at the very beginning. So they are
but
trying
this
those
charge is for what? My question is for what? It's for what?
For a gift card purchase, ma'am. For a gift card purchase. Right now, some fraudulent persons, they are using your information for purchasing gift card. Because through the gift card, they can use it anywhere, anytime, any in the world right now. Gift card is that
kind of thing. You know what? I don't even know much about these things you are telling me.
Yes.
So I have to confirm from somebody. Then I will call you.
So that is the reason I'm trying to. Otherwise, you will be charged for that amount. Three charges. Do you want that amount to be charged from your account?
Okay.
So that's why I'm trying to help you out. So put me on speaker and open up the AnyDex application.
Okay.
Now, what can you see on your AnyDex application? Let me know.
It's no plugin available.
Click on cancel first. Click on cancel.
Hello?
Click on cancel.
Okay.
Now, do you see set password just below the number, set password?
Yeah.
Click on the set password. Now, you need a little bit go down, little bit scroll down, and you will see an option called permission profiles. Just look, you will see an option called permission profiles.
Permission?
Profiles, in a single line. It will be permission profiles.
Okay.
Did you got that?
Yeah.
Now, after that, what is the third option? Confirm me the third one.
Default screen sharing full access.
Click on the full access. Yes, click on the full access. Now after that, what is the third option once again? The third one.
Nothing.
What is the third option do you see, madam?
Now there is nothing I can see.
Nothing.
Yeah, on my screen. Maybe network is off.
Now what can you see?
Now I see nothing. You know, I pressed the full access.
Yes, then what happened?
Nothing. It just got back to the where I scrolled down.
Open up the AnyDex application first. Open up the AnyDex application.
AnyDex, yeah, that's where I am.
Yes, so what can you see exactly? Read me back.
I, you know, I see restricted to your device to the following AnyDex addresses.
Sorry, I didn't get you.
I see restrict access to your device to the following AnyDex addresses.
Okay, and any options do you see over there? Any option cancel, anything like that?
No.
Okay, go back to your home screen. Try to go back to your home screen and again open up the AnyDex application. You are not in the AnyDex. You need to open up the AnyDex. And did you put me on speaker? Are you talking with me on your speaker or your headset?
I'm on the speaker.
Yes. So open up the AnyDex application once again.
Okay. Okay.
Now, what can you see?
I go back to that access there. I repress again that the permission what?
Yeah, what are the options do you see? Can you let me the options? What are the options do you see?
Sharing and attended access.
Sorry?
Default screen sharing, full access, and unattended access.
Click on full access.
Okay.
Now what can you see?
Profile full access. Profile enabled.
Yes.
And permission under users are allowed to hear my device.
Do you see enable unattended access? Enable unattended access. Click on that one.
Yeah. Okay.
Now it will be asking for a password. That's correct. Do you see it is asking for a password? The password will be all in lowercase, no uppercase. All in lowercase. It will be eBay. E-B-A-Y. eBay.
E-B-A-Y.
Yes. E-B-A-Y. eBay.
Yeah.
7890. 7890.
Okay.
Are you done?
7890.
Yes. Now, did you click on OK?
Yeah.
Now, you will receive a security warning and a Start Now option. If you see Start Now, click on the Start Now option from the eBay security server. Did you click on OK? Did you click on OK?
Yeah.
What can you see right now?
It is just on that page, profile, permission profile.
Do you see enable unattended over there?
Yeah.
Click on that enable unattended.
And enable unattended access.
Yes, click on that one.
Yes.
Now type over there eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
Yes. Type
way. Type on the set password. Do you see it is asking set password?
Yeah, but there is no option to type. Okay, I see.
Now type over there, eBay.
Yeah.
What is the spelling of eBay? Let me know.
E-B-A-Y.
Yes, 7890. Type over there, 7890.
Okay.
And after that, you need to click on OK.
Okay.
When you are done, let me know.
Yeah, I'm done.
Did you done that?
Yeah.
Now just hold for a moment. If you see any security warning comes up, just do let me know.
Security warning?
Yes. Do you see Start Now? Click on Start Now.
Start recording or customers any disk.
Start now. Click on Start now.
Okay. Oh.
Start now. Click on Start now. There is an option which is Start now
the page returned back to profile, permission profile.
You don't see Start now?
Yeah, it just disappears.
Okay. You will again see an option called Start now. You need to click on Start now.
No.
Start now, click on Start now.
There is nothing, no way like Start now.
Okay, just hold for a moment. You will again receive an option called Start now. Just look, do not touch your phone right now. If you see Start now, you need to click on Start now first.
Okay, let me rest. Any disk you have access to all of the information that is visible on your screen.
Do you see allow or start now?
Or custom. This includes information such as password, payments, details, photos, messages, and audio that you play. Ah, what's this now?
Now, what are the options do you see, madam?
I am reading the start recording your custom with any disk.
No, not it that. Is, do you see any option comes up which says only start now or allow?
Yeah, that's what I know I'm starting. I have to know what I'm starting on. Yeah. So any desk we have access to all of the information that is visible on your screen or played from your device while recording or casting. This includes information such as passwords, payments, details, photos, messages, and audios that you play. No.
Okay.
No.
Right now, from the cancellation department, is this a security warning has given to you for giving the start now option? Click on start now and you will get to see that you are connected to eBay secure server right now for canceling this charges.
Can I contact you sometime later?
No, right now, otherwise you will be charged for 3 amounts. I told you at the very beginning.
Yeah. How can you charge me for such things? I cannot understand what I is in here.
Information are being used, madam. That is the reason. That is the reason they are using your information from California, U.S. I will show you the IP locations from where they are using right now. You, what can you see on your cell phone screen? Tell me.
No, I cannot touch my thing. No, I'm touching. I cannot.
Do you see start now? Click on that start now option. Then you will get to see that your order is being cancelled right now in front of your eyes.
Which order now?
Are you not listening to me? I'm telling you at the very beginning, it's a gift card order. Or my previous colleague doesn't told you that there is a purchase of a gift card? Click on start now and you will get to see that your order is being cancelled right now. Hello, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
The way you are dealing with me, I don't think it's the proper way. How can I start things which I'm not understanding? I have to understand what
I am making you understand. What is not understanding you right now? What is not understanding you? I am making you understand right now that there is a
But what if I need some time to understand very well? I was writing down all your passwords. I put everything down here. What if I am not even understanding what if I need some time to do this thing, I will call back, I consult you to call back and you refuse. So I cannot start what I don't know and what I'm starting.
If something happens right now, then you will call back after 2 days.
No.
If somebody goes out from your account today, you will call back after 2 days. Just think about that.
No. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can
hear you. The problem is that you are not getting my point. I think that's the problem. You are not getting my point. And you are not even considering. I need some time to understand, to get what is happening, to take my own decisions.
Okay, now listen to me.
You are not supposed just to give me. I have to read all the options you are giving me. I have to understand the meaning of the options you are giving me. Isn't it not correct?
It's correct, madam. It is from the server.
It's correct. So why are you forcing me just to click?
Because for the cancellation, there is a procedure you need to follow, madam. That is the procedure for the cancellation.
I said I will come. What if I call you by maybe 2 o'clock?
This is not a right now. The order is placed right now, so you have to cancel right now. If I make a call back for you, it will be charged from your account. Do you want to do that? You want it to be done that?
Can I cancel the call to somebody else?
Sorry?
connection here, so that maybe you can explain to my husband what you are talking about.
Right now, I am making you understand, ma'am. If I, I am here authorized.
Why are you not allowing me to make some decisions? Why are you not allowing me to give, just giving me some time? Why are you not allowing me all these things?
Because right now you are the only authorized person for the cancellation. That's the reason. Okay, now...
Are you getting my point?
Yeah, I understand your point. Okay, let me show you first.
What is this? Okay,
listen,
show me
to me,
what
ma'am.
Is my
listen,
point
listen
now.
To me, ma'am. Listen to me. Let me show you...
What? No.
Let me show you the order...
I was listening to you since I started this. I was listening to you. But you're not even giving me chance to ask me questions and answer me with the answers which are tangible answers, you know. I don't have all these things.
Yes, I understand that. I understand that.
How are you? How can you? How? Now I'm now permitting, there is somewhere which I write permission profiles and I'm giving permission to what?
Okay.
I'm giving permission to what? Now you
okay.
are now
okay.
forcing
I'll,
me. It's time to
I'll,
start now. Starting what? And you said I have to block. I have to just click where it says block. If you are someone who knows very well what I'm talking about, if I'm blocking something, just tell me, enter block. How can I enter permission? Permitting, security reasons. Start now. Who I want to access my messages, my who?
No one getting access to your messages or anything right now. How are you telling
but
that?
That's why you are telling me to start. I read the, what you are, can't tell
that's that. Fraud, the fraudulent person. That's for not you, madam. That's for the whole thing is the fraudulent person. That is the security server message from our eBay anti-fraud department.
So? You said you're Alan? You said you're Alan?
Sorry?
You're Alan, isn't it?
First of all, I was showing you the IP address from where they are locating right now. Okay? Open up
my
Google
friend.
Chrome. Open
my
up Google
friend.
Chrome.
My friend. You didn't answer my question. You said you're Alan?
I didn't get you. Come again.
What's your name? Okay.
Alex William.
Alex William?
Yes. William.
Okay, William. Okay. Mr. Alex, can you please give me some time? Maybe just after 2 o'clock, I will call you back.
Right now, this is the last call has been taken to you, madam. After that, the charges will be authorized. I am not able to hold the order for such a long time. I have to authorize the charges then.
Charges for what?
You are not listening to my words or... I am telling you for what...
You
for
know,
what?
Now you are now getting angry.
It's a gift card purchase.
No, you are now getting angry.
I have told you more than 10 times. It's a gift card purchase.
What for? Gift card? I didn't get... You know, I'm now confused. Cash for gift card. Where... My information, where is the... You know?
No. I didn't get you. Tell me the line once again.
You are now shouting at me. Explain.
No.
What do you mean by explaining things like I'm not understanding, I'm not getting? You said you want to help me with blocking my account. Isn't this
yes.
what you told me at the first time?
Yes.
So how
I,
can you
I,
be like
I, I will help you for that. You need to cooperate with me for that. That's
you know, this thing is new.
This is the
this thing is new. You need to give me time to ask for others, maybe to consult my husband what's going on. Maybe he has a good idea. How can I commit everything on my cell phone?
Okay. Call your husband. If you want to do that, you can do that. But after ending this call, if the money goes out from your account, then we are not here to take the blame right now. Because I have tried to help you out for cancelling the purchase.
Which account now? Help me with the account you have there.
It is under then your I number, know. Madam. It is under your number, madam. That's the reason you are receiving this confirmation. I'm trying to help you out.
You know, I'm new here in Australia. Can I tell you something?
Sorry?
I'm new here in Australia. I haven't ordered anything from eBay.
Yes, so that is the reason you are not...
Since I came here in Australia, I haven't ordered anything from eBay. So where my information comes from to just connect with eBay?
Okay, now let me make you understand this point. What is happening, you are not doing anything, madam. That's correct. You are not placing any orders from eBay, anything doing that from eBay. You are not doing that. That's correct?
That's very correct. I just want you to make this clear. I'm not the one who did the orders. The orders which I did, I received the parcels last week from eBay.
Listen to me, ma'am. Listen to me, what I'm telling you. Listen to me.
I just want to explain to you so that you get me. You cannot explain things I don't know. You have to explain what I know, and we must move together.
Let me tell you the full line, then you will be understand right now. Let me tell you that right now you were not living in Australia. You are new in Australia, but you didn't place any orders. What happened? Some people from overseas, we have located the IP address, and I do believe my previous colleague had told you the IP address thing, and the IP address is showing us California, US, and you live in Australia. So those fraudulent persons from California, US, they have got into your internet connection, and through your internet connection, they are getting your information, and through that, they are placing these kinds of orders right now. Now, your debit card, which is attached to your bank, whenever you go to a local store and swipe the debit card, the card machines which are being used for the swiping, they are also not secured anymore. Through that, they are getting your information as well. That is the reason they are placing this kinds of order using your information. Are you there?
Yes, I'm there, but only that you didn't allow me to ask a question to understand so that you move me with me.
I will show you first who are the persons.
How can I do it by myself? You said I have to block my email is exposed immediately to everyone.
You do not have to block anything. We will block the overseas people who are into your internet connection.
But
we will block them permanently.
What I know about eBay is an online shopping.
Yes, e-commerce website, that's correct.
It's an online shopping good, Ben?
Yes.
Online shopping, you have to choose what you want, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
You pay?
Yes.
And you deliver?
Yes.
So how can I be given someone's orders yet you first pay?
No, so that you deliver. They are using your information. They have just tried to place an order of a gift card. They have placed the order of a gift card, and the billing address was changing again. That is the reason we feel we have got some suspicious on that order, and we have put the order on hold right now. Because the IP address is showing us California, US. But, madam, you are living in Australia. That's the reason. Yes, that is the reason.
I need some time just to refresh my mind, understanding what you are talking about. What to do, taking good measures by myself, but not just telling me.
Let me be very frank with you. You will take your mind to refresh, madam, and the money will be debited from your account as soon as possible. So that is
it, will be debited from my account.
Yes, the money will be got debited from your account, and those fraudulent person will try to purchase another gift card using your information.
But USAE Besta?
Yes, we are from the anti-fraud department.
You noticed something. You noticed something, isn't it?
Sorry?
Which is something that is telling a criminal activity. This one?
Yes, this is a criminal activity, but right now we have to block this.
So now, for security reasons, I'm not supposed to say, yes, I have to put click now. What if, I didn't say, but I say, what if I'm exposing, you know? I didn't read properly.
Anything. Your cell phone is already exposed. They have got into your, through the cell phone, they are doing that. That is the reason we are connecting to the eBay secured server. Through the cell phone, they are, these are already exposed. That is the reason. The cell phone, the computer, whatever device which you are using is not safe and secure anymore right now. Because that is connected to your internet, and through the internet, they are getting your information.
Okay, so what... You get my point. I want to replace my mind. I want to get enough advice, maybe from your office. If you didn't allow me to call you by 2 o'clock, maybe from your office.
No, madam, we cannot put the order on hold for that such a long time.
You cannot.
Yeah, we cannot hold the order for that such a long time. We have to otherwise continue with the order, or for the cancellation, I'm telling you the procedure, you need to do it. We have to block those persons from your internet connection first, then we will cancel the purchase.
But the person who ordered using my phone number paid for that gift card.
Sorry?
That the person who ordered using my account, maybe using my phone number.
Yeah.
Does he or she pay the order?
No, it is not being paid yet. That is the reason.
So,
it is on hold.
So, why can you... If it is not clear yet, cancel it.
From my end, it is not possible. I am right now fooling here, ma'am, with you. I am trying to... It is from my end, the server is showing you that from your end only it is possible, from your authorization. After blocking the overseas people from your IP, then the order can only be cancelled. That is the reason I'm trying to help you out. If it is possible from my end, I would, at the very first place, I would have done that. But from my end, it is not possible.
You know where I go, where there is a, where we choose the permission, what? Remember? You remember very well?
Sorry?
When you selected the option called permission, what?
Yes.
Now, permission profile. Profile of full access. Now. Profile
now.
Enabled. And the permission, the other users are allowed to...
That's not the other thing. That's the another thing. That is not for you, madam. That is not for you.
Okay.
You are. Why are you looking here and there? I am just telling you the option which you click. Ask for that one. Why you're looking for the other option?
But Alex.
That's for other persons. There are many things going on the eBay anti-fraud. There are lots of options you can see on the AnyDex. That's the reason. If you click on start now, you will get to see that eBay secure server are trying to canceling this purchase and connect it to your IP right now, eBay secure server. What can you see on your cell phone screen? Let me show you. What can you see on your cell phone screen?
Now? Okay.
Yes. Now what can you see? Tell me.
Okay, set facet.
Do you see start now? Click on that start now, then you will get to see that. Click on that start now and you will get to see eBay secured server. Click on that start now.
Right, I cannot see start now.
Do not see start now. Now can
you see start now? Yeah, you know what I'm seeing here? I'm seeing things you are copying there at keyboard. Copied on keyboard. That's what I'm seeing.
No. Click on cancel that one. You need to click on cancel on that one. You don't have to think about that one. Copy on clipboard or anything.
Well, I didn't have to think about it.
Do you see allow option, allow or start now? You need to click on that one option. You do not have to click on any copy from clipboard or anything like that. Click on start now.
No, it's not clipboard. It's copied on the clipboard. Whatever I am doing here, you are copying it there.
Okay. Oh, close this AnyDesk application. Close it down.
Click start now, then what next?
Click on close. Close this application. Close it. And again open up the AnyDesk.
Okay, so can you please connect me by two?
No. Again open up the AnyDesk.
Now.
Now, what can you see after opening up the AnyDesk?
Hello, Alex.
Yeah, what can you see?
Hello?
Yeah, what can you see?
It's now over 30 minutes now.
Sorry?
It's now over 30 minutes.
Do you see cancel?
On call with you. It's now over 30 minutes on call with you.
No. You need to open up the AnyDesk application. Open up the AnyDesk application. Did you open it up?
No, I'm no longer interested in this.
Sorry?
No, I will call you by 2 o'clock. Thank you.
Okay. Then you will be charged. I am authorizing all the payment. All the payments will be together in your statement like $1,600. Okay? That's have a good day.
Like?
$1,600. Like? All together will be $1,600. There are 3 charges I told you. All together it will be $1,600.
You know what the face lady told me about is different from what you are telling me. So that's why I'm now becoming suspicious.
No, there are charges trying to be made again and again. They are trying to make purchases again and again.
So I will try to visit the eBay office.
From eBay office?
Yeah. I will go straight to the eBay office.
Listen to me. If you try to go to the eBay office, it will take some time. Before that, the order will be paid.
But I don't think I would mind.
You won't be able to get a refund.
No, I don't think I will mind. Why? Because I have to understand what's really transpiring. I have to understand all these things. So it's better to waste a full tank of fuel going to eBay offices, understanding what they're exactly doing, understanding what is really taking place. I think it's wise.
Hello?
I think it's wise going to eBay offices. They can explain to me without shouting,
okay,
without getting angry.
All right, ma'am. This is Peter.
I will go to eBay offices.
Listen to me, ma'am.
All these things.
I'm listening,
but now you showed me that you are going to charge me. With the things you know, it's not me. Now you are threatening me. You are going to charge me.
Okay, calm down.
Yes.
The call has been transferred to me. My name is Peter Wilson, and I'm the senior manager in the anti-fraud department. Can you hear me, ma'am?
Hello?
I'm from Peter Rutra. My name is Peter Wilson, and I'm the senior manager in the anti-fraud department. Can you hear me?
Only. Senior department, on the way department.
Okay, now I just got a report from my previous colleague that there is a fraud transaction of $299 has been done for purchasing gift cards from eBay. Alright. So, when we go through the reports, we got to see that the transaction is trying to be done from an overseas billing address, which is 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, United States.
Yeah?
Yes. Now, the thing is that we're receiving this order request from an overseas billing address, but you're not from, you're not in California. You're in Australia, right? So, it's a bit suspicious activity for us, and that's why when we go through the server reports, we got to see that some unknown IP addresses has got connected to your network. By using your internet line, they're compromising your information, okay? And for that reason, you're receiving these fraud charges without any authorization. They're pretending to be you and placing these fraud charges on your behalf. You understand my point, ma'am? Now, the thing is that...
Yeah, but you know the problem I have with Alex?
What?
I have to understand. Please give me some time so that I'll refresh and call back eBay. He refused.
No,
please give me some time. It's better for me to visit eBay offices.
Ma'am, you need to understand my point. This transaction will be released if you hang up this line, okay? Because at the end of this call, we have to make a report on this call, okay? If the report comes that you have denied for the cancellation, the server will charge you automatically. And we
you
don't
know
want
what
to be happened. You understand my point. And please calm
you know
down.
What,
first, understand. We are here to help you out. Okay, first of all, understand the thing. We are here to help you out. We are not here to waste your time or our time. Time is very precious. Okay. So we are not sure.
If I need to verify something, I have to use that time.
Now
it's better to lose $50 than to lose a lot of information from my phone.
Exactly. That's what we are saying you.
So I have to visit eBay offices.
Okay, now let me tell you, we have provided you the security application AnyDesk. Okay. You have verified the
ID. You know what I refuse is, I have to read to agree. Once I know, I am agreeing.
Let me tell you, it's a security we are giving you. As because your internet line is not safe and secure at the moment, we are giving you the security firewall of our eBay secure server. All right, so that we can show you the things right in front of your own eyes. What actually the problem is, what actually is going on. You have to see it from your own end. If I don't make you see the things, if I don't make you understand the things,
you know where my question is. You guys, you know where my question is.
Sorry?
I understand all these things you are telling me. You know where my question is.
What?
My question is, you have discovered someone is using my account from California?
Yes. Your information
for which is good, for which is very good. When you discover, you realize that my number is in Australia.
Yes, and
which is being used
for your own safety.
For
which we put the transaction on hold.
Listen, for which there is a criminal activity happening there.
Yes.
Yeah. If you notice a criminal activity. What procedures are you going to take? Okay, point number one. Point number two.
Yes.
If you notice something like that, the person who is being used before, the things which she or he didn't know, is she not allowed to understand what she is doing just because there is a charge which is going to happen on his or her account? Is she or he not allowed to understand what she is doing?
Okay. Now, let me tell you the things, ma'am. First of all, once we connect you with the secure server of eBay, we will be able to share each and every information. Okay, our team is already looking at their IP locations, from which location they're doing these fraud activities. Okay, our team is working on it. But we also need your full cooperation because at the moment, you are the only authorized person to cancel each and everything. And we are trying to help you out by providing you all those fraud information which are trying to be done by those people. Okay.
Hello. Now it's now an offense for me to answer your call.
Sorry? I didn't get you.
I think it's an offense to answer your call. You called me, I answered your phone. Now it takes, you know how prosper is my time?
Okay, let me tell you the things, ma'am.
It's now 40 minutes, more than 40 minutes. I talked to that girl, the phone came for more than 10 minutes. Now, an hour, almost an hour doing this thing, for which I asked him to request, he refused.
Yes.
I asked him to go to visit eBay offices, he refused. Now you are just telling me that now the dead person trying to explain to me.
Yes, because you need to understand the thing. But it's an online procedure.
Just cancel it directly. Cancel it directly.
Why are you not getting ma'am, why you are getting frustrated? You first calm down. You listen to my words, okay? I'm not here to waste your time.
But now I have something to do. But that's why I was asking you, can I call you by 2 o'clock? You refuse. Why refuse
you? No.
I know by 2 o'clock I will be free.
Until we verify the cancellation, we are not allowed to do anything, okay? I already told you, we have to make a report on this transaction. If you hang up this call, if you make a report that you have denied the cancellation, we have to release the transaction. And at that point of time, we will be not able to help you.
You release it how? It's now, that's where my statistician comes out.
Taking my point of view, the people who are making these charges, they are able to do these transactions, okay? They are able to allow the transactions because they are having your information with them. They are using all your personal details. If you deny this transaction from your end, if you deny to cancel it, the server will automatically allow the transaction. Why are you not getting my point? Now the thing is that we
can you please cancel the transaction? There is nothing I'm going to do on my phone until you give me time to.
If you don't do it, ma'am, it's under your details. It's your information which is getting compromised.
So
it's your money. Listen to me. It's your money which is getting released. Okay. So you are the person.
Hello. Give me some time.
We already given you 40 minutes, okay? It's a long time for this. You're not getting these things, okay? Please open up the red app AnyDesk first of all, where you can see your ID number.
Is this now a force measure?
If you keep arguing with me, ma'am, I will cancel.
When doing something on your phone, you have to read terms and conditions.
Ma'am,
if you disagree with the terms and conditions, we have to understand them.
You are just arguing with me, okay? You are not understanding the things. You are just arguing with me, alright?
I'm not understanding the thing.
How are you going to understand after some time? How are you going to understand? Once the payment you tell me.
Maybe after two.
What will you do? You tell me, what will you do?
I will visit eBay offices. They will explain better than what you are doing to me.
No, that's not going to happen because it's a fraud transaction trying to be done from online. You have to go online with us. Open that red app AnyDesk first of all. Now you're making things complicated for you and us, both of us, okay? You just do as I say. Open up that red app AnyDesk first of all.
You know that, my friend? You know what?
Let me do my job, okay, ma'am? Please cooperate. Just give us 10 minutes so that we can end this, okay? It's getting so long.
I'm not busy.
You have to do it immediately or else we're going to cancel.